Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Now, are you good at starting conversations? Or what about what happens after you introduce yourself to somebody? Can you keep a conversation going? The title of today's lesson is, What Do I Say Now? Do you ever ask that question to yourself? What am I supposed to say now? Well, today, this could be a helpful lesson for you. We're going to learn about how to start and maintain a good conversation. We'll learn about good introductions, and you'll also learn about some good questions and comments that can keep your conversation going. All right. I know that your English will improve today, and I know you have your magazine open, so let's begin.
What do I say now? How to start and maintain a good conversation. Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm Frank. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Now what do you say? Whether the event is social or professional, you want to be able to hold a good conversation. And what comes next is very important. Introductions, like the one above, are a great way to begin. When you introduce yourself, be confident and comfortable. That will make others comfortable too. After the introduction, wait a bit.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 introduction 这个名词 ,intro 这个字首有向内的意思 ,duc 这个字根有引导的意思。所以 introduction 在这里是指介绍。如果要说明对谁介绍的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the teacher asked the transfer student to give a self-introduction to her new classmates. 老师请这位转学生和他的新同学自我介绍。Introduction 也可以指引言或序言。例如 ,the introduction of the book was written by the author's university professor. 这本书的序言是由作者的大学教授执笔的。接下来我们看的是 confident 这个形容词。Confident 是指有信心的或者是确信的。例如 ,our boss is confident that the new product will be a great success. 我们的老板相信这个新产品会非常的成功。或者是 our team is confident about winning the bid. 我们的团队对于赢得这次的标案非常有信心。它的名词是把字尾的 T 变成 CE, 变成 confidence. 例如 Chuck's parents have great confidence in him. Chuck 的父母亲对他非常有信心。
Oh my goodness, Gabe. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and then you were wondering...What do I say now?
Well, yeah.
Like, you were talking and then you just didn't know what to say next and the other person didn't know what to say and it was kind of awkward.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Gabe.
Yeah, this is really awkward.
No, what do I say now?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Yes, but you know, Gabe, I have good news.
What's your good news?
We have a lesson called What do I say now? And we are going to learn how to start and maintain a good conversation.
Okay, that way you can get past that first introduction and have a good conversation with somebody. What do I say now? How to start and maintain a good conversation. And we start off with a conversation here.
Hey, Gabe, may I start?
Please, I think it's a lady.
Yes, I'm going to start the conversation.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Sarah.
I'm Frank. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Okay.
Now what do you say?
Now what do I say? What should I say to Frank? Should I ask him a question? I don't know. He's too awkward over there.
Hi.
Yeah.
She's really cute. I don't know what to say now.
Okay, so as you can see... This is going to be a very useful lesson. So we read, whether the event is social or professional, you want to be able to hold a good conversation. Isn't that right, Frank?
Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah, so let's take a look at this phrase, to hold a conversation. Yes, you have a question?
Can I talk about this?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to step out of character as Frank for a moment, come back to be Gabe here.
Okay, go ahead.
Holding a good conversation. You're able to keep a conversation going. That's what it means to hold a good conversation. You don't just say one or two words and then stop and look at each other awkwardly. No, you're able to keep a conversation going.
That's right. You know, Gabe, I've talked to some people who were not able to hold a conversation. I mean, I might be asking questions, but I feel like a conversation is, it has to go both ways. I ask questions, they answer with more than a one-word response. That frustrates me.
I know. Well, maybe that's because you're asking yes or no questions, like, do you like the weather today? And they're like, yes. Well, Rebecca, you just asked a yes or no question. Or maybe you should ask questions that get more of an answer than yes or no.
Ah, something that we learned about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Asking open-ended questions, not closed-ended questions. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So instead of, do you like the weather today, you could ask, what do you think about this cold weather we're having recently? Then the person might say,
I think it's cold.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Still a very short response, but at least, you know, maybe you could go somewhere with that.
It's more than a yes or no response. No, you make a good point, Gabe. Ask open-ended questions, not just these limited closed-ended questions, to try to get to know the other person better.
And I think another good tip is to be truly interested in what you're saying, and also truly interested in getting to know the other person. So really try to find out something different or unique about that person, and try to find things that you have in common. Then you can have something to talk about. Then you can hold a good conversation.
Exactly. And we're going to be talking about that later on in our lesson. But let's continue with this lesson. We read, introductions, like the one above, are a great way to begin. When you introduce yourself, be confident and comfortable. That will make others comfortable too. And what do you do after the introduction, Gabe? Because this is where it gets tricky.
Well, our lesson suggests, after the introduction, wait a bit. Ooh.
Wait a bit.
That could be awkward.
Yeah, so you just stand and look at the other person?
Yeah, what if we did that? Just, hi, I'm Frank.
Hi, I'm Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Shoot, how long is a bit? How long is a bit? Oh no, when
this
do I start saying something?
This is awkward.
Oh, a bit. A bit means a little, so that means I have to wait a little while, right?
Right.
Should I wait an hour? How much is a bit?
No, you're not going to wait an hour. You just wait maybe a couple of seconds, and then you start asking other questions.
All right, well, friends, that is a very useful phrase. Wait a bit. Try to use it sometime. But right now, it's time to see how Ben is going to liven up our lesson today with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out. That's getting better.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Hey.
Here you are.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Well, I was just trying to have a conversation with one of my friends, and I didn't know what to say.
Was it a girl? I guess it could have been anybody. You know, sometimes that happens with people. You're not sure what to say.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you, Ben, today's lesson is perfect for you.
Really?
Yeah, because it's called, What Do I Say Now?
That's my question, man. That's what I'm always asking. What do I say now?
Yeah.
Don't know what to say. What do I say now? Gabe, can you show me the way?
Of course, Ben. Well, one thing you could do after you make your first introductions, you know, hi, I'm Ben. try to think of some other things to say, but be confident. Think of some interesting questions.
Oh, that's good. Be confident.
Yeah.
What do I say now? Don't know what to say. What do I say now? Won't you show me the way?
That's good. And I guess I should probably say things that are different. Things that are interesting. Like, how much money do you make? Is that a good question?
No, Ben. Don't ask personal questions like salary, how much money you make.
What about, like, how old are you? Is that a good one?
Be careful. Again, if it's a girl, especially, don't ask that question.
Okay, so what should I ask?
No, you want to ask questions like, hey, do you like traveling? Where would you like to go in the world? Maybe,
oh, that's good.
Have you seen any cool movies recently?
Oh, that's good.
Those kind of questions.
All right, I'll do that.
What do I say now? Don't know what to say. What do I say now? Oh, won't you show me the way?
Well, that's great. Thanks for showing me the way, man.
Oh, that's just really a little bit. I mean, there's so many good questions you could ask.
Yeah, well, I guess we can explore that later on
Sing It Out.
That's good. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
What do I say now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Won't you show me the way? Oh, oh, oh.
Not sure what to say.
Not sure what to say.
When you're not sure what to say, you sing it out.
Sing it out. Oh.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, hey.
My name is Frank.
Hey, Frank. Yeah. My name is Sarah.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you, too. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now you wait a bit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Excuse me for just one moment.
That's so rude. Friends, when you're trying to hold a good conversation, never do that. Play on your cell phone? I can't hold a good conversation.
Okay, it says here I should ask a good question or a comment. Wait, where did she go? I really do need to get better at this.
What do I say now? If the other person doesn't ask a question or make a comment, you make one. Starting with a question shows interest in the other person. You could ask, "What do you do?" or "How do you know our host?" But asking something a little different sets you apart. "What did you do last weekend?" or "Have you seen any good movies recently?" are two topics you could ask about. Another good statement to start with is, "Tell me about yourself." Most people love talking about themselves.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 comment 这个名词。 Comment是指意见或评论，例如 The candidate's comment offended many female voters. 这位候选人的言论冒犯了许多女性投票者。如果要针对哪一件事情发表意见的话，可以用 on 或者是 about 这两个介系词。例如 The critic made a great comment on the movie. 这位影评人对于这部电影有非常高的评价。Comment 也可以当动词，例如 The mayor has refused to comment on this incident. 市长已经拒绝对这起事件发表评论。所以我们看的是 set apart 这个动词片语。set apart 是指分开、隔离，在这边特别是指 让某个事物或对象显得突出。如果它的受词是代名词的话，注意要放在 set 和 apart 的中间。例如 ,the designer's distinctive taste set her apart from others. 这位设计师独到的品味使他和别人比起来特别与众不同。或者是 the boy's height set him apart from other kids in class. 这位男孩的身高让他在班上的孩子中显得特别突出。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. And of course, we already learned that...After the introduction, that is when you're trying to hold a good conversation, you wait a bit. And our lesson says, if the other person doesn't ask a question or make a comment, you make one. Starting with a question shows interest in the other person. Now, I know earlier, Gabe, you mentioned this phrase, to show interest in someone. Mm-hmm. What exactly does this mean?
Well, you want to be truly interested in someone.And you can show interest in different ways, and one very good way is to ask a question. That means it expresses that you are interested in that person. You want to know more about them. Now, there are other ways to use this phrase. So, for example, what is one way that you could show interest in a product? Maybe someone is selling something and you stop by andYou stop and talk to the person about it, you're showing interest in their product.
Exactly. And of course, you can show interest in musical instruments as well. So you could say, for example, Peggy started showing interest in the piano when she was only 4 years old, meaning that she would go over to the piano and try to play it.
So maybe if you're not sure what to say in a conversation, you could say, Do you like music?
Yes.
Do you play any musical instruments?
Yes.
Shoot, what do I say now?
Oh, gosh. That is the question. What do I say now? Well, you know, our lesson says you could say, what do you do? Or how do you know our host? So it's better to ask those open-ended questions instead of,closed-ended questions. So, Gabe, how does our lesson continue?
I'm so glad you asked me that.
Oh, good.
That's a good open-ended question.
Uh-huh.
We read, but asking something a little different sets you apart. If something sets you apart, that means it makes you different, makes you stand out, it makes you appear or seem unique. It sets you apart.
Exactly. And I often think about this phrase when going in for a job interview. What sets you apart from all the other people applying for the job?
All right, friends, we continue here with the question, have you seen any good movies recently? Ooh. Well, Stephen Kane would like to share something about that word see in the info cloud.
What do they have to say?
If I ask Steve the question, do you want to see a movie? Steve might answer,
sure. What movie do you want to go see?
But if I ask Steve, do you want to watch a movie? He might reply,
sure. What do you have?
Friends, did you hear the difference? We use see when we talk about going to public performances, such as films, theater, and dramas.For example, we saw a wonderful new film last night. You'll have to go and see it while it's in the theater.
Watch, on the other hand, is usually done in front of a television. I watched a rerun of Casablanca on TV last night.
So see has the connotation of going out to attend an event, as in we went to the movies, we saw Star Wars.
But if you watched Star Wars, I'd guess you rented the DVD and viewed it on your living room TV.
However, this is not to say that watch is used exclusively for television. Once you arrive at a movie theater and sit down in your seat with your popcorn, you begin watching the movie, as watch also suggests observing something closely.
That's right. I might say, last night we went to see a movie. As I watched the movie, I couldn't help thinking about the amazing special effects.
看电影英文应该怎么讲 ？See a movie 还是 watch a movie？ 这两个片语都表示看电影，但两者的差别在于观看影片的场所。See a movie 是指在电影院看电影，而 watch a movie 是在电视上、电脑上或者其他可以观赏影片的装置上看电影。这是因为 see 有着出门。去一个公共场所观赏的意思，所以不只是电影，出去看表演、舞台剧的演出都要用 see， 而这个用法呢，往往是跟 go 一起用的。Let's go see a movie tonight。注意不要说 go to see a movie。Watch 是观看，看电视叫 watch TV， 但 watch 也有着集中注意力的看的意思。所以呢，你到了电影院，如果你是很专注的在看电影，也可以说是 watch a movie。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
That guy is really cute. I think I'll introduce myself. I want to be confident and...comfortable. Hi, my name is Sarah.
I'm Frank. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh, she's cute and confident. She makes me feel comfortable. But now what? How can I hold a good conversation? I'll wait a bit.Nothing. Okay. I'll show interest and make a comment like, what do you do? No. I want to ask something that sets me apart. Oh, I know. So, what did you do last weekend?
Last weekend?
Oh, have you seen any good movies recently?No, wait. So tell me about yourself.
Well.
That's great. That's a great statement. People love talking about themselves.
Well, I was born in this city. Mm-hmm. I was just a baby then. There are 7 people in my family. Mom, Dad, my older sisters, Sally and Cindy, my younger brothers, Sammy and Stevie, and me, of course.And our family has 2 dogs, Muffin and Max.
Yep, people love talking about themselves.
And we also have a cat. Oh. I like cats better than dogs.
Really? Yeah.
I love those review skits. Oh, what do I say now?
I know what to say. See you next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Here's what I do.